the protection and blessing of our sweet Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, and God the Father is with us, heart dwellers. He truly is. Tonight I'm going to share an excerpt from Ezekiel's journal. I'm still working on the thumb drive and getting everything together. First, I wanted to tell you that we're finalizing the digital copy of Tethered. And in going over the tracks, I found two tracks that needed to be revised. So when the final copy is up, which should be, I'm not sure, probably next week, when the final digital copy is up and has been approved, the two tracks that are going to need to be downloaded again are Swift Away, the first track on the first CD, and The Binding Prayer on the second CD of the Tethered album. So I re-recorded those tonight, and the digital version will be approved tomorrow. And I'm really sorry for those of you who have already downloaded it, but we're going to make it available to you. So don't worry, it's going to be on the website somewhere. Carol and I are going to work that out. But for now, I had a short message from Ezekiel's journal. And there was also a dream that came through, again from the same vessel that had brought forth another dream just a few days ago, or last week. Again, a very powerful dream. Very powerful. And this dream is from Pam again. She begins, "Good morning, Claire. I wanted to share a dream I had early this morning about an hour ago. I asked the Lord if he wanted me to share it, and I prayed over the Bible promise book, and I turned to help in troubles. And every verse fit the dream, so I felt the Lord wanted me to share it." It's a very powerful dream, guys. "I was sitting in a restaurant on the Embarcadero across the street from the Ferry Building in San Francisco, looking at the Bay Bridge, and within seconds, an enormous wave came in and covered everything, bringing every building in sight down underwater. As the water came in, a voice behind me told me that the water is coming in at 600 miles per hour. The water hit the restaurant and it pulled me under and carried me for what seemed like several miles. My thought was that my time on earth had ended and I was now going to die. I was fearful at first. Then I let go and told the Lord that I trusted him. And then my fear left me. I then saw myself standing on Ocean Beach close to the Cliff House, and the water had receded. There were dead bodies everywhere, but still many people alive. They were all stunned and wandering around in a daze. Everything was a muddy mess, and the land was so rearranged from the force of the water, it was impossible for people to figure out where they were. I looked across the beach and I saw the Lord, the Father and the Holy Spirit, and the Father and the Holy Spirit were comforting the Lord as he was in so much emotional pain. The Father was directing and helping him and showing him what to do. Holy Spirit was standing by as though he was shielding the Father and the Son with love, care, and protection. There were several angels around that seemed to be standing in areas assigned specifically for them, and each had their instructions as of what they were assigned to do. Every angel was 7 feet tall or taller. The Lord turned and saw me, and he screamed very loudly at me to run as fast as I could and tell them about him. Say the sinner's prayer with everyone and get as many people saved as I possibly can. He said it's time for the rapture. He told me to scream as loud as I can and bring people to him. I ran and ran everywhere and told as many as I could. People were so desperate that they ran to me so they could be saved and go in the rapture. People came running in the hundreds as they heard about Jesus. Hundreds and hundreds just kept coming to that area at the beach. The beach was covered with so many people you couldn't see any land, just people. Then I awoke. I know the Lord will arrive in the clouds in the rapture, and he won't touch the ground. People will rise up and meet him in the air, so I don't know why I saw the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit on the ground. I'm sure there's a reason why, and there must be a message, but I'm not sure what the message is. Afterwards, I received the scripture, "Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done." Psalm 105, verse 1. Wow, what a dream. My goodness. Pamela is really being graced with dreams, guys. I totally believe that that was from the Lord. Well, here's a short excerpt from Ezekiel's journal now. "Come aside with me to a quiet place." And so, Jesus, here I am, beloved. And the Lord answered, "I know that it's been hard for you, as it has been for many others, but this truly is the calm before the storm. And so let me help you now, all of you. You know exactly what is coming, and that these things will all culminate in rapid fire succession, one following on the heels of the next, and the next, and the next. But this is not what I wanted to speak with you about today. What I want to do today is to bring you great and solid hope. In these last weeks before my coming, I want to draw your attention back and away from all the wars and rumors of war. These things must and will continue to expand and spread throughout the world. However, there is much to be excited about. When was the last time that you let yourself really drift away in your imagination? When was the last time that you allowed yourself to really dream? Well, Lord, I guess I really don't remember. It's been a while." He replied, "It seems to me that our last really big adventure was on the ocean floor, where everything was blazing with the most beautiful colors, from the corals to the multi-faced creatures that live there." "Yes, Lord, I remember that. It was all so wonderful." "And do you also remember the large conch shell that we literally walked through, opening up into a whole other world?" "Well, I remember that. He shared that with me. That was amazing. It was a child's world. Everything, there were children everywhere, and it was just perfect for children." Ezekiel answered, "I do. I do remember it clearly. I also remember being a bit disappointed when that adventure ended. I wanted to see more." "You will, my precious, you will. Now, I want you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. Yes, the end is near, not for the world, but for your time of service here. No, I will not tell you exactly when. That time and date are reserved for the Father alone. I have encouraged you for years now. That is because I want you and all of my servants to keep working. I want for you all to keep working with an eye towards the prize of your high calling in me. As you pray and reflect and discuss these things, the refreshing wind of my Spirit will stir up the gifts of faith and hope inside of you once again. It is hard to stay down when you are encouraged. Time and time again, I cause my Spirit to refresh you, that you might not lose hope, that you not weaken in your faith. The reason that I brought up using your imagination and wishful dreaming is simply that I want you to be able to look out into the future and think of all the wonderful possibilities that truly do await you. In this way you will genuinely be living in heavenly places. Keep your hands on my heart and seek my face. See me always before you, for this is where your strength comes from, as well as my joy for the journey.